How true servants are educated. Jesus chose unlearned fishermen because they had not been schooled in the erroneous customs of their time. They were men of native ability, and they were humble and teachable. In the common walks of life, many a man is patiently treading the round of daily toil, unconscious that he possesses powers which, if called into action, would raise him to equality with the world's most honored men. The touch of a skillful hand is needed to arouse those dormant faculties. Such men Jesus called to be his co-laborers. When the disciples came forth from the Savior's training, they had become like him in mind and character. The highest work of education is to impart that vitalizing energy received through the contact of mind with mind, and soul with soul. Only life can beget life. What a privilege, then, was theirs who for 3 years were in daily contact with that divine life. John the disciple says, "From his fullness have we all received, grace upon grace," RSB. The lives of these men, the characters they developed, and the mighty work wrought through them, are a testimony to what God will do for all who are teachable and obedient. There is no limit to the usefulness of one who, putting self aside, makes room for the working of the Holy Spirit upon his heart, and lives a life wholly consecrated to God. If men will endure the necessary discipline, God will teach them hour by hour. He takes men as they are and educates them for his service, if they will yield themselves to him. The Spirit of God, received into the soul, will quicken all its faculties. The mind devoted unreservedly to God develops harmoniously and is strengthened to comprehend and fulfill his requirements. The weak character becomes one of steadfastness. Continual devotion establishes so close a relation between Jesus and his disciple that the Christian becomes like him in mind and character. He will have clearer and broader views, his discernment will be more penetrative, his judgment better balanced. He is enabled to bear much fruit to the glory of God. Christians in humble life have obtained an education in the highest of all schools. They have sat at the feet of him who spoke as never man spake.